Now, I have to, got the man of the moment in the studio. He arrived at the window.
On time.
On time. Of course, your voice is really loud.
Sorry.
You're not even near the microphone. Get nearer.
That's why I'm called...
Noisy Phil.
Congratulations for
That's
working
great.
That
you,
one
you
out.
Don't, you don't smoke, because you've got a really deep voice as well.
I don't smoke, no. I'm just naturally gifted with a very loud, deep voice.
And you, you must have a good singing voice.
Well... That's up for discussion. I think I've got a superb singing voice.
Anything you want to sing for us now?
Absolutely. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. Is that enough?
Yeah, that's enough. There's people out there probably joining
you. I was boring myself then.
Should we do the introduction first? I never do that. I just go into a random bit of chat. I'm joined in the studio by Billericay Street Pastor.
Good morning, Noisy Michelle.
Good morning. Now, tell everybody if they don't know who the street pastors are, and you should, because they've been in all the papers, but who are you? Who are you, Phil?
We are. We are people from the local church that just want to help our local communities on a Friday, Saturday night. So in both Brentwood and Billericay, you have groups of people that go out wearing this lovely blue uniform with street pastors written all over it, and they're just looking to help anybody that gets himself into a vulnerable situation. So we're not looking to judge people. We don't come up and go, there, you shouldn't have done that. We just want to say it could be through drunkenness and somebody's got themselves a little bit over the top and is feeling unwell. Or it could just be the fact that somebody's feeling a bit lonely, just needs somebody to talk to. Somebody might be bereaved and has gone out in the evening just to cheer themselves up.
Yeah.
But then during the evening, they don't feel quite as good as they thought they were going to. And we're just there to listen to people. And in certain circumstances, if we think that people might need a bit more professional help, we're there to signpost them to the professional agencies and counselling and council and the Citizens Advice Bureau, things like that. So if we can signpost and help people in those situations, that's what we're all about.
Do you know what? You must be a saint, because I could not... I mean, it's bad enough when you get the drunk person in the pub leaning over going, oh, I want to tell you a story. Like,
I love you.
I love you. You're great. Put your right leg. That's like, just clear off. Just go away. So to have that where you're walking down, especially because I think that... I don't know if it was the same in my day. I don't know. It just... I think the availability of alcohol was different probably about 20 years ago. So
it's changed.
So people tank up a lot more indoors with like their spirits. Then they go out and they're already half cut before they... And it just seems that they want to get absolutely... I suppose we're all the same. It's all alcohol when you're younger. It's what you do, but it just seems to be...
But it has changed with the culture now of pre-drinking before you go out, because obviously you're getting cheaper alcohol by getting it from your local supermarket. You're having your friends come round, and then you're going out already on the way.
Yeah.
Whereas we would have remembered from our years that you start... you're drinking as and when you get out to the place that you're going to probably spend most of the evening.
Yep.
But it tends to be a bit of pre-drinking, and then people tend to move around quite a bit during the evening. So they start off in one pub, and then they end up in another pub, and then go to a club. So it is slightly different.
And it is one of the things when you step out, if you've had a drink, you step out into the air and it's like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. What's happening?
Yeah.
And the thing is, in this weather, and this did happen to one of my friends, actually. He was at the pub all afternoon. He had the day off, went to the pub. This is a couple of years ago. And it was in the winter, and he was on his push bike. And really, he should have got a taxi, but he decided after having 10 pints that he would cycle home down the lanes.
Yeah.
And it was in the winter. So what he did, he cycled off. He said his chain got caught up, but I don't believe that, and ended up being found in a ditch. Now, although it was funny at the time, it was funny at the time, but he did actually had to have an operation on his face. He smashed his cheekbone in. Not saying that was hilarious. We laugh about it now, but the thing is, it was winter, and if somebody hadn't driven by...
Yeah.
Because it was about sort of 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
He'd have been in the ditch all night, and he would have been dead, because he would have got hypothermia.
Would have set in very, very
quickly. And this time of the year, when you're out in your skimpy little... Not saying you're out in your skimpy little dresses.
I don't tend to go out in skimpy little dresses. even when I'm on patrol as a street pastor, Michelle, and I'm not prepared to confess anything of that nature to you whatsoever.
Well, there we go.
Get yourself together.
You'd recognise Phil on the high street. He's about 6'4", aren't you, Phil?
6'2" in a miniskirt.
That's lovely.
With pink flip-flops.
So, people just have to be aware that, you know, I mean, I know it sounds silly, but you go out and a lot of the young girls don't put on very much when they're sort of going out.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful when you come out, because if you fall down in an alleyway or you're drunk, you just, that's the end of you. You're gone, aren't you?
But even then, even though we're sitting here saying, you know, if you were a bit more sensible, you'd go out and you'd have sensible shoes with you, you'd have a coat.
I know, I sound so middle-aged and boring.
Well... it's just a bit of common sense. But what, even then, even though we all know that, that isn't our position.
Yeah.
When we go out, we know that we're going to find people in those positions.
Yeah.
But we're not judging. We're just there literally to help. And then, you know, if there's anything that we can do. So it could be something really simple. Just sitting with somebody while they wait for their mum or dad to come and pick them up.
Mm.
It could be taking them into our hub and giving them a cup of tea and some toast.
What's the hub?
Well, our hub in Billericay, we're really blessed with the fact that we've got a church right in the middle of the high street.
Yep.
So St Mary's in Billericay High Street, it's got the big clock. We open that up on every Friday and Saturday night, and that's free for anybody to come into between 9 and 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Basically, in there, we just look after people that come to us.
Yeah.
We've got a patrol out as well, but our hub, we find that people that are passing, because as I say, you know, it's a very transient drinking restaurant culture. People tend to start one end of the high street and then go up towards the ivory rooms and then come back later on for their food.
Yeah.
So they pass our hub all the time, and some people just want to come in and just get themselves back together again. We find that some people that got a bit confused or a bit lost their mates, just need to sit down 10, 15 minutes and then regather themselves together, and off they go again. And that's fine. Other people like to sit in there for... It's a superb, beautiful, tranquil place. And they love to just sit in there and just contemplate life and chat to a street pastor. And it seems to help.
Yeah.
Even at like the wee small hours of the morning, just having somebody there just to chat to and listen to just seems to be a really good thing that we are able to offer. So that's what we do in Billericay. Brentwood is slightly different in as fact as they operate from a local church which isn't centralised. Very close to the high street, but they're very much patrol based. I think, you know, there might be ideas of maybe getting a gazebo, that sort of stuff, maybe for the future. Or they're talking at the moment in Brentwood about getting a support vehicle.
Yeah.
So if they were to do that, then they could be more mobile, go and help people and go from there.
Now, you give your time for free.
Yeah.
But do you get funding, sort of, I know you've got your little zip-up fleece.
Yeah.
So do you get, where do you get, is it raised purely through the church?
The money for our fleeces and the uniform tends to come from the street pastors themselves. So yes, they volunteer, they're not paid. But if they want to get involved, then they realise that, you know, sometimes there is a bit of a cost implication.
Yeah.
So they generally either pay for it or help towards the costs of that themselves.
Yeah.
Yes, the local church supports us because we, as an organisation, and all street pastor projects have support from the local police, the local council, and at least three local churches.
Yeah.
And we're really blessed in Billericay and Brentwood that we get a lot of support from those groups.
Yeah.
So every now and then that they might be, like we've just had a Churches Together service in Billericay, and part of the collection that night will be coming towards our project.
Yeah.
So yeah, that will go to offset some of the costs. But we're also supported by things like the Lions, the Rotary Club, the Round Table, things like that, who every now and then they think, hang on a minute, these people are helping out in our community. We've got some funding. We'd like to support them. It might be for specific projects, but it might just be generally for our running costs. So, you know, we are supported really, really nicely.
And what have you got coming up for the rest of the year?
Well, we've just finished our DFID project for Billericay. We were really, really happy to get two DFIBs deployed in the high street.
Yep.
So there's one in the phone box and one outside the police station.
Yep.
So we're moving on from that now. Our next project is all around. Well, currently we're recruiting again, so all the time I want people from the local church to know, and this goes for Brentwood as well, if you're in the local church and you're over 18 and your minister supports you, then you can join the project.
Yep.
And our idea is that we're always recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, from my point of view, and I believe that the coordinator from Brentwood has this as well, you can never have too many helpers and volunteers, so we're always open. So that's what we're doing in the immediate future.
Yeah.
We're then also, one of our other projects that we're thinking of doing is launching a thing called School Pastors. So street pastors go out on Friday and Saturday night, or in other towns like Chelmsford, they go out on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, which is student night.
Yeah.
But we also like to offer a service to the local schools and that during the day and build relationships. We've got schools ministry in Billericay, which on behalf of the church goes round and does all like the school lessons and talks to them about the Bible.
Yeah.
So we don't have to do that because that's already done. They're very, very good organisation.
Yep.
But what we'd like to do is build on what they've done, build on the relationships they've made, and fill the gap between all the good work they do and then what street passers are doing.
Yep.
So to actually provide that link relationship-wise and what we can offer. So we're thinking of doing, I don't know, maybe there's a problem outside a local shop on a particular night where there's a lot of young people gathering and, you know, young people gather, causing a bit of a nuisance maybe.
Yeah.
And we're just there to help and build relationships and just do what we can. Relieve some of the pressure maybe from the teachers that have to or feel responsible and they go out to deal with it when they could be preparing lessons and that sort of stuff. So there's many different ways that we think we could help with school passes.
Yeah.
So we're thinking of stepping through that gap next.
Do you think, in just going slightly off the subject, just getting on to religion, do you think the UK is losing its Christianity, or do you think it's coming back? Do you think we're losing our faith?
This is a very good question, and it is actually, you wouldn't know this, but it's quite topical at the moment. I've been asked to do a piece for the Echo.
Yeah.
Katie Mansfield is asking the same questions, because there are a couple of churches within the particular denominations that are starting to struggle with their numbers.
Yeah.
So it does lead to the question, you know, is the UK church in any way sort of shrinking? And then if you get the congregation that can't manage to keep the building going, does the building then get sold?
Yeah.
And if there are other community groups within that building, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know, where do they go? You know, they've probably been there for years. What happens to them? So there are different questions in relation to what is happening. My belief is the fact that it, religion, whatever you want to call it, Christianity, belief in God, is still really, really good. It has an amazing effect on people and people's lives.
Yeah.
And I just think if you were to really look at it, I mean, I don't know, I'm sure there are scholars that do all this sort of stuff, that if you look at the way that numbers in churches, I don't think has declined, but has changed, in as much as there are so many different forms now of church and church life. So you've got the pre-existing ones that people will know about.
Yeah.
Church of England, Baptist, Methodists, URC, Catholic. So they're the mainstream lines. And when you look at the church and churches, you look at the numbers that go there. Outside of that, you've got so many independent forms of church and community-based churches that I think if you were to actually do a poll of it purely on numbers, I would think you would see that the church is holding its own, if not slightly growing. There are so many good stories of churches moving with the times, being more in touch with their own community, being available and keeping up to date with how life is and society changes, that they are now seen as relevant. So actually the numbers and their interest and the way that they're interacting is different from what, again, from what I remember as a young person. But yeah, they're trying to be relevant and speak into the situations that matter to people at the moment.
Yeah. Well, there was a voice nearly went then, Phil, and I didn't even talk very much.
You getting emotional?
I never get emotional.
Thank you.
No.
I'm really speaking into your heart, Michelle. I've just wasted 5 minutes
of my life. You know I have no heart. I find religion a very interesting... I'm not a believer, yeah, but I believe in something, but I'm not sure what.
You believe in the power of karma and things happening in lifts.
Yes, I do. Like,
so
as you
where
heard
can
this
we
morning.
Go with that this
well,
morning?
I don't know. I think you should be. It's still living by sort of, I suppose, Christian values that you want to try and be nice to people, and you want to try and, you know, make people feel happy.
Yeah.
And that's a Christian thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, but you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that something bad is going to happen.
Well,
to
it did
to,
this morning in it, that it, lift,
and that may well have happened. But to link the two together, I don't. That's where you and me might differ.
Oh, right.
I just think these things just happen sometimes,
right,
that is really unpleasant.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it happened to you because you were good.
No.
Because if you go through life thinking every time I do something good, something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, you'd end up doing anything that was good. And then what a boring world we would all live in, with nobody doing anything that was good. Would it not?
I suppose so.
Right. We'll be told off.
Thanks very much. So you'll be coming back in again next month, will you, Phil?
I will always be available for you, young lady. So when you want me to come in and tell you off, I'm always available.
Lovely. And if people want to follow you on Twitter, because you've got your Twitter account.
We have. We are on Facebook and Twitter as Billericay Street Pastors. We do like to share anything that's of good news going on in the local community.
Yeah.
The thing that we like to do, though, also, is if anybody's interested in, really interested, you know, what is it, whether they've got a wrong idea and they just want to come and see for themselves, we are always available at our hub on a Friday and Saturday night. So come and have a look. Even if you live in Brentwood and you think, I'd like to get involved in the Brentwood scheme.
Yeah.
Say you go to church in Brentwood, this is where your part and your passion is, but you can't seem to find where they are and where they're based. Don't worry. Come link in with us at Billericay. I will signpost you back to Jonathan or Jimmy, who are leading the local one. Also with Peter, who's the local pastor at Sawyers.
Yep.
Sawyers is probably a good place to start because they are very much, I know, definitely involved. I'm not quite sure what other churches are. But, yeah, pop in and come and see us in our hub on a Friday and Saturday night just to say hello. Or get a spell fee, and then I'll send it out on Twitter, and then I'll signpost you back to the people at Brentwood who you need to get in contact with.
Lovely. Well, you have a lovely afternoon.
And you?
Did you enjoy the coffee? Was it all right?
The coffee's half drunk, so I'm going to sit here and finish it and pester you a bit more.
Lovely. Right, thank you very much to my guest. That was Noisy Phil. It's 10:49. I'll be back.